We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Crashed into a home in which he was staying on Horn Lake Road. I think by now most people probably know the story. I know Jeff talked about it this morning. Visiting his mother. House is right there on Horn Lake Road. Like, it's the main road. People drive.
Right.
It's a real road. And he's sitting in the front room on a computer near 3 a.m., and a car crashes into the home and kills him.
Come on.
Like, the idea that you could die in a car crash while sitting in your home is what? I mean, I read that, and I just got sick, man, because I had lost track of Galen recently, but like, I've known Galen since we were 19 years old. We went to Northwest together. Some of my first basketball stories I ever wrote were for the Ranger Rocket about Galen Young. And so when he ended up not only going to Charlotte, but being awesome at Charlotte, like, I was thrilled for him. Because that was like one of the first basketball players I knew who went on to do real things. And to hear, and like, he was apparently, by all accounts, doing well. Like, he was about to start a new job. He was a father of young twins, I believe. And boy, it is just terrifying. I talk about this all the time. The randomness of life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just sitting in a house and now you're dead because a car crashed into it? Like, what? That doesn't even sound real.
Yeah.
I was texting with Bobby Lutz Saturday night, who was, again, Galen's coach. And Bobby said that he had just talked to him the day before. Like, just talked to him. Like, he was, you know, they were talking about the new job and everything that it entailed. And, you know, Bobby really, I don't know, like, had kept in touch and stayed involved in his life, even all these years later, you know, two decades later, and said he had just talked to him on Friday. And then on Saturday, he was gone. And so, man, what a heartbreaking, just awful story involving a notable basketball player from this city who was still doing good things in the sport. You know, he didn't go on to be an NBA star, and he wasn't, you know, an assistant at the University of Memphis, but he was still involved in the sport, doing good things in the sport, and by all accounts, living a productive life, and then it's just over, just like that. So my thoughts are obviously with his family and all of his friends. Galen Young dead at the age of 45. Jeff Calkins up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And that's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookston, 7-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. That's how you get world championship barbecue. Make sure your owner is a world champion many times over. Needless to say, at Memphis Barbecue Company, the barbecue is great. If you've been there, you know that. You don't need me to tell you that. What you might not know is that Memphis Barbecue Company is not just Memphis Barbecue Company with barbecue only. They've got an expansive menu. And even if you're not into barbecue for some reason that wouldn't make sense to me, there's probably something on that menu that you're going to enjoy. Catfish, salmon, smoked wings, chicken, burgers. You can view the whole menu online at memphisbbqco.com. You can make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove, 709 DeSoto Cove. It's easy for Memphis. Just take 55 south to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. Easy to find, easy to get to. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9. FM ESPN. He takes pictures of dogs and then sells them. He's here right now. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, GP.
So I heard you talking this morning. Boy, was that a depressing opening segment you hit us with.
Yeah, it got away from me a little bit there.
Yeah, no.
But there were two things I wanted to talk about.
No, I'm joking.
Go ahead. Gibson was shot up on Saturday, and then we had the tragic story, and I think you've talked about Galen yet or not. I don't know if you have.
Yeah, no, I did. You know, like, I went to school with Galen at Northwest.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, we were there the same year. I was thinking about this over the weekend. Maybe the first basketball stories I ever wrote in my illustrious basketball writing career, were probably about Galen Young for the Ranger Rocket at Northwest.
Really? You worked for the Ranger Rocket?
I was the sports editor of the Ranger Rocket. What are you talking about?
Is that where your sports writing career began?
Not technically. When I was in high school, I wrote for the DeSoto Tribune. You know, I wrote for the DeSoto County newspaper when I was a senior in high school. Yeah, I would just write, you know, I would write for the Maroon Tribune at Horn Lake High School, and I would write stories about baseball games involving me. I'd be like, Gary Parrish doubled in the sixth. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't know you'd written about Galen. So yes. he was the big man on campus at Northwest, or was he? What was the?
Yeah. Well, it was Galen Young, and then right after him, I think they played together. But then I think maybe Dietrich Golden was a year later, or had an extra year there. I don't know. But I remember like the big deal was Galen Young first, and then Dietrich Golden. And I can still remember, like, being in Senatobia at a game, covering it for the Ranger Rocket, and Larry Finch came down. And that was, like, a big deal. Like, Larry Finch is here. And I knew I had lost track with Galen over the years. I honestly hadn't thought about him until this weekend in a long time. But, yeah, you know, first off, it's awful. And it's, like of all the ways to die, this is, like, on the list of craziest and most unfortunate. And, like, I was texting with Bobby Lutz, you know, who coached him at Charlotte on Saturday night. I just sort of reached out and was like, you know, because I knew that he had kept in touch with Galen over the years. And Bobby told me that he had talked to him literally yesterday. a day earlier. And, like, how excited Galen was about this new job he was taking. And he was just, you know, they were just talking through life and how much he was enjoying being a father and how much he was taking, how much he was looking forward to this new job. And then Bobby said he got the, like, you know, hung up the phone and you think, I can't wait to talk to you again. And then it's just over. It's just, what?
Right.
It's just crazy.
And then the circumstances. So I mean, I don't know how much you saw this, but the more police reports are out. So this, you know, there's a little house that had been in the family for forever. This is not the house in which he grew up, but his mom owns this house. And so he is, as you sure said, he was home working, you know, working on his computer or whatever. So the woman drives off the road, 19-year-old woman drives off the road. She told the police subsequently that she was run off the road by someone who ran her off the road, hit the side of her car, and continued driving, sort of a hit and run. The police did not see any damage to her car, and so disbelieved that, and she was cited for failure to maintain control. She was not given an alcohol test because they did not observe any alcohol, you know, any suspicion, I guess, of alcohol. So she was not given a breathalyzer or anything. So she smashes into this house, and the police are called, and the police make the report, and they say, oh, look at this, an accident, house, whatever else, leave. No awareness that Galen was in there or anything else. And not until 4 or 5 hours later did his mother discover him in the rubble. And then the police had to came back, and then it was changed to a death. I mean, just a so horribly random, you know, way to go. And I don't know. And then, I mean, I've been talking to a few family friends and texting a member of his family and whatnot, and obviously they're stunned. But one of the things that one of his friends said that stuck with me was that folks gathered at the house that night, and the next morning, Sunday, and everyone who showed up, you know, said, "Hey, this is awful. I'm Galen's best friend." And one after another, folks would say, "Yeah, I'm Galen and I are best friends." And that's the kind of personality he had, that everyone basically introduced himself as Galen's best friend. And so, you know, I didn't know him. I knew him as a great basketball player. Like, I came here in 96, and I think it was 99 when he was, you know, one conference tournament player of the year.
Right.
Like a great basketball player. For those people, forget how good Charlotte and Bobby Lutz and those teams were. But yeah, just a tragic story.
I did not know the details surrounding the way he was discovered in that home until I heard you say it this morning. Like, for a mother to walk in to discover that, I mean, Jesus, Lord.
Well, and I guess it wasn't. I mean, he was so much buried under the rubble that they weren't even aware he was there until 5 hours later. You know, the original accident at night, whatever else, they didn't know he was there. And then 4 or 5 hours later, the mom realized that he was there. And so, yeah, just an awful, awful accident. I actually only knew about it because Scott Fowler from the Charlotte paper, and obviously Galen was really big there because that's where he starred. I mean, he had a real legacy here, too. He had a twin brother who was a great athlete as well.
Was that Elliot, maybe?
Yeah. Elliot. And so I forgot what I was saying there, but anyway, so yeah, it's just a terrible, but he had an impact obviously here in Memphis, but he was really big in Charlotte. So that's why I heard about it, is because Scott Fowler called me, you know, cause he had heard about this. And so this thing happened in Memphis and wanted some help getting information. And so, that's the only reason I actually ended up driving out, Sunday morning to see the house, and you just can't quite believe it. Like, there's this tiny little house and just demolished, and the whole scene, they have a garden and everything. And now the house is, again, the house was uninsured and it's pretty much uninsurable. And the mom has now moved in somewhere else and whatever else. It's just an awful story. It was between that, literally the same day I'm bringing my upbeat Sunday morning, my upbeat morning opening today, but the same day, within a couple hours, I had that story, and then I talked to Don DeWeese about Gibson getting shot up, and I'm like, yeah, I better go for a walk.
Yeah, like, I didn't know about Gibson's until I heard you talking about that either, and like, I don't know, I was listening, and it just sort of struck me, like, I got irrationally scared of just possibilities. Like, I know you can't live your life like that, and you can't think like that,
right.
But like, once upon a time, you know, it was sort of like, hey, as you know, keep to yourself, you know, don't do anything crazy, you know, stay in certain parts of town, you know, don't pop your mouth off to people and you'll be fine. And like, it's just so clearly not true anymore. Like, that's not true anymore. If you can get carjacked and shot at Gibson's Donuts, none of us are safe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, this isn't – I mean, the truth of the matter is I was talking to someone about this recently. My own personal experience with crime in Memphis is pretty limited. I mean, my houses have been broken into, but I own nothing. And so it doesn't really – like, nothing – I've never really lost anything. Since I've been in Memphis for 25, 26 years, nothing of value has ever been stolen from me. And I haven't been – you know, and I've not been no – you know, no, nothing, basically nothing. Some of my houses have been broken into and nothing taken, but nothing. So in terms of my own life, it doesn't really impact me.
Until it does.
Until it does. And then the stories impact you, right? The stories impact you, you're exactly right, until it does. But like, just the Kroger over on Truce Parkway, someone was you see this on Facebook. Listen, Facebook is the worst place to go for crime too, because you just see everyone's crime, you know, put up there, their neighborhood, little neighborhood pages and stuff. But you know, there was a woman there the other day who was filling up her car, and she's got one of these keyless, you know, whatever, and you're just filling up your car, and next thing you know, someone jumps in your car and drives off in the middle of the day. Like, what the hell? It's just crazy. I mean, that's how in the end there was that shootout, you know, last summer, whenever it was, and the kid was killed because he tried that with a guy who was armed. And I'm not saying armed is a good idea, honestly, because I don't think it usually is. But yeah, I don't know. I still think most of us, if you do what you're supposed to do and whatever else, you'll be okay. But it was a tough night for that. Now, in truth, though, the good news is that the guy who shot up Gibson's, and for folks who don't know, there's a carjacking right outside Gibson's, attempted carjacking, and the guy, instead of handing over his car, he resisted and ran into Gibson's, at which point they opened fire, and five bullets went into Gibson's. And happily, you know, nobody was hurt. So that was the good part of that story.
I wish there was a way to reach an agreement. Where, because, like, I'm with you. Just give up the car. Like, I'm not, like, this guy, this victim, tried to grab the gun, and then it turned into what it turned into. And luckily, nobody got hurt. But obviously, people could have gotten hurt. So I'm with you. I think the move is just give up the car. But we should be able to have an agreement that, like, hey, if you ask me for my car and you got a gun on me and I say, okay, take it, you can't shoot me. My fear would be I'd give up the car and then they'd just pop me anyway.
Yeah, but the chances of popping you your odds are better if you give up the car, right?
I think so.
I think they shot at the guy. What do I know? I think they shot at the guy because he resisted and ran off, right? And at that point, your adrenaline, screw you, boom, 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 right? Whereas I suspect most people won't pop you if you give them the car.
I hope so. Bennett, would you fight for your car or let your car go?
I mean, it just depends.
Depends on what?
I don't know. The guy thought he had a chance to get the gun away from the dude. I'll be honest. I kind of respect it.
What?
Yeah, I do.
But don't you think some of it is you can say what you do, right? But don't you think what you actually do might depend a little on this? You might react in ways that surprise you or depend on the circumstance. We all thinkingly, except for Bennett, I think we think it makes sense to give up the car. But in that moment, I think you're a scared, whatever. Maybe you react unthinkingly.
I saw they were interviewing one of the policemen from the Capitol about what happened on January 6th. And he said that, you know, he was getting stomped on and beaten. And he said, in that moment, I could have fought back, but there was dozens of them. Like, I'm not winning that fight. So he said, instead, I appealed to whatever humanity might be there. And I said, please, I have children that I have to raise. And I wonder if that's the move. And they other people stepped in and they stopped beating the guy. And I wonder if that's the move to hang
out your family pictures, like walk around with, I'm a great dad.
No,
sure?
I'm trying to think this through because, like, you know, like I might be next. And yeah, I think the move is hand over the keys and say, please just take my car, take anything you want. Just please let me walk out of here. I have children.
I don't think there's enough time. I don't think there's time. In that circumstance, he's being beaten, kicked, et cetera. There might be time. If just a guy has pointed a gun at you, you can say, I have kids, like whatever, if you want. But just give him the car, and I think you're okay. I think in that fleeting second with a bullet, there's a little less time to bargain than there is when you're being, you know, kicked and stomped on or whatever by a marauding, you know, crowd of peaceful protesters, right?
Yeah, peaceful protesters. It's just either way. It's just crazy that we got it. Like, it's crazy that I spent part of my day thinking about this.
Well, it is crazy, and the fact that, like, I love Memphis, I really do. And people ask me, well, when you know, in 20 years, when you retire, where are you going to stay in Memphis? And the answer is always, yeah, I might have a place somewhere else, but I certainly have a condo in Memphis too. Like, this is my place, you know. But it does. There are occasionally times when you're like, God, it gets you down, you know.
Right, like, you know, and again, all crime is bad crime, but you can sort of, in certain situations, well, that wouldn't happen to me because I wouldn't be there, right? But, like, I would be at Gibson's, you know? I've been at Gibson's after midnight before or really late before. You know, I remember it was less than a year ago, but sometime in the past year, certainly, I was leaving TPC Southwind. And I was right there at Hex Cross and Winchester, like at the, you know, it was at Southwind, like, right. Like literally Justin Thomas had won a professional golf tournament there 4 days earlier, something like that. And there was a car stopped in the intersection with the whole back windshield blown out. Somebody had shot the car outside of, like, you know, 100 yards from the third green, on the third hole, right, at Southwind. And I was that could have been me. I'm literally driving the same road 2 minutes after this thing happened right now. And it just, like, you know, it is like you accurately and appropriately explained earlier today. This is all rooted in poverty and hopelessness and all of the things that lead to these types of crimes taking place. But, you know, like, so we can acknowledge that, but still also acknowledge that it is wild that I spent part of my day thinking about what would happen if I were at Gibson's or something, someplace like Gibson's, and somebody put a gun on me. What would I do? What did I tell my son to do? You know, like, it's just, I don't know. I think the word you used this morning was discouraging. It's discouraging.
Yeah, I think it's discouraging. And since, like, we joke about people getting shot on the highway, right? But it's, like, that's not normal either. You know, we do joke about how people get shot on 240, right? But that's just not actually a normal thing for people just to get shot on the highway.
Oh, like I talked about maybe last week or certainly sometime recently on the interstate. You know, I used to drive, and then if somebody wanted to cut me off, I might get in front of them and slow down. Like, nothing anymore. Like, I'm the nicest driver in the world.
Yeah,
now.
You better be careful.
Like,
you,
like, hey, yep. Hey, do you need in over here? You need, like, you know how sometimes you're waiting in, right, one lane to, like, to get from 55 to 240, and, like, somebody's sitting there and they're trying to get in? Let me let you in. I'm happy to help you. Oh, you just cut me off? It's okay, man. Don't worry about it. Like, I ain't honking a horn. I ain't speeding up, slowing down. I'm not middle fingering you. I'm not yelling at you. Nothing. Just no. You see my car on the interstate, you can cut me off, do whatever you want to do. I'm cool with it. We ain't fighting about it. And they, you know why? Because I'm scared somebody will shoot me if I say something.
Right. Well, that seems right. And it's not. I'm glad you're being nice. We should all be nice to be nice. It's too bad you have to be nice so you don't get shot.
Right.
Like that's a normal thing. But listen, I'm glad we're being nice. So anyway, it's good. Something good comes out of it.
Okay.
Put a smiley face on this conversation and move on.
Okay, we'll move on. On a lighter note, you're a single man. I can't speak to this. I'm not a single man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what single men do anymore.
Yeah.
But you're a single man, so help me out. Do you see this Kevin Durant story?
No.
Okay. Great story. You see this?
No.
Kevin Durant?
Okay. What's up with KD?
Do you know Lana Rhodes?
Not familiar with her work.
I don't think so. Lana Rhodes?
Yeah, you can Google her, but don't do it on your company computer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's an adult, former adult. She's a former adult film star.
Okay.
According to Pornhub, right now, she is the number one rated adult film star in the world, even though she's been retired for several years now.
Like, she's like Michael Jordan, a film star.
She is like the Michael Jordan of adult film stars.
Of all film stars, yeah.
Or the LeBron James, depending on what side of the argument.
Lana Rhodes. It's a very
Lana Rhodes.
It's not a very, you know, evocative name.
It's not, and it also not her real name. She just picked that to be her adult film star name.
Okay.
So Lana Rhodes now
spells it weird.
Yeah, but you know.
Okay.
I don't care how she spells her name, Bennett.
Okay. Just point it out.
You know, it's fair to point out. It's fair to point
out. Odd spelling.
So she is now on a podcast with it's called Three Girls in One Kitchen or something like that, and it's her and two other people. I didn't recognize the two other people. They are not adult film stars. I checked. They're just they're women who work in other industries, but so they're all talking and she's telling a story, and she says, okay, just she's talking to the girls and she's like, okay, listen, I'm gonna run this by you and here's what happened to me and I want you to make sense of it. Tell me what's going on. So Lana Rhodes goes on to say that there's a star for the Brooklyn Nets who invites her to a playoff game like last week or something. And actually gets her a luxury box, like a box at the game for her. And there's some other people in it, but she's there. And it's her and her friends. But, like, the guy invited her and said, hey, bring your friends if you want to. So that's the deal. So they're at the game. They're enjoying the game. And then afterward, they're going to go to dinner with this star basketball player from the Brooklyn Nets. And she says, so we're getting ready to go to dinner after the game in New York. And the basketball player says, hey, listen, I just want to let you know. My F buddy that I've been with, you know, off and on, whatever, she's going to come with us. So I just wanted you to make sure you know. And she's like, oh, okay, sure. Like, you know, whatever. But but thought it was weird, but like thought it was whatever.
Right.
So they go to dinner. She sits next to the basketball player. And the basketball player, you know, she said it was just kind of a weird, the whole scene was weird. And eventually she bounced. And so her question, they were like, whoa, so what was the basketball? She wouldn't name the basketball player, but she did say he was a Libra. And then people jumped on the Nets roster and figured out that Kevin Durant is the only Libra.
Well, there you go.
Only Libra on the roster. Like, there's nobody else it could be. So it is assumed at this point it's Kevin Durant. So she asked her friends, what was this guy doing? And so I ask you, Jeff, what was Kevin Durant doing bringing his friend?
I think he was angling for a threesome, right?
That's what I think.
Of course.
Of course he was angling for a threesome. Like, he's bringing the F-buddy.
Right.
And so why is he, unless he just wants her to meet up with Lana in case she pick up some pointers or something, right? I think probably he was thinking, know what we need to spice up our relationship, me and the F-buddy? A porn star.
But she said, yeah, I agree. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
If he said to Lana, I'm bringing my F buddy,
right.
Like, come on.
Right. But she said he never took it there. Like, it never went any further. Like, it was never like, hey, so we're going back to
That's possible, too, though. Like, he's an awkward guy, right? Don't you think?
She said he was awkward. She said,
it seemed like he's got all this burner stuff. And, you know, he doesn't, like, do things always. And so maybe he just thought, You put me, an F-buddy, and a porn star in the same place, and it'll just evolve.
They're going to figure this thing out. Right.
I would think so.
It'll just happen. I've seen porn movies. He probably saw Lana would you know.
Oh, like she.
Like, I bet in the porn movies, like, she's a probably pretty active participant.
Yeah, she's.
Right?
Yeah, and like she won't. She won't put a limit on three. If you want to bring five to the room.
Maybe he just was like, I'll just put all this stuff in the magical happen. But he didn't know how to, like, say, you know, hey, do you want to now come, you know, whatever, back to my room or whatever. He was bold to invite her and whatever, but then he was a little bashful when it came to actually making it happen.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me. But she did say he was awkward at dinner. Like, she said, I tried to, like, strike up a conversation. She's like, because I don't really know this guy other than, like, we direct message each other. And she was like, so I'm just trying to start. And I was like, so what's your favorite food? And he was like, I don't have a favorite food. She's like, okay. And he was like, so then she was like, so you know, what's
so then
your...
she said, what's your sign? He said, I'm a Libra. And yeah. Now he's cooked.
And now he's cooked. But she was like, so what's your favorite movie? And he's like, I don't have a favorite movie. She's like, he was trying not to talk to me. And I, like, wanted to go, like, dude, you invited me here and got me the luxury box. Like, what are we doing? So, but she was like, she thought her initial thing was, I think he brought the other girl as a backup plan. In other words, if it didn't go well with me, he would still have somebody for the night. And I guess that's a theory, but here's the thing. If you invite even a former adult film star to a basketball game and you're a superstar and she comes to the game and then goes to dinner with you, there's no scenario where you assume it doesn't.
He's a backup plan, but ask buddy's a backup plan anyway, right? Like, what?
Yeah, look, no, Lana thought the buddy was the backup plan. Like, just in case Lana doesn't want to come back to the apartment, I'll at least have this other girl to come back to the apartment with me. But my thing is, and I've never invited an adult film star anywhere, so I'm speaking, I'm a little distance from this, I acknowledge. But I would think if you invite an adult film star somewhere and she agrees and you're a star, like, this is going the way you want it to go, isn't it?
You would think so. Did she indicate whether she would have gone back to the suite?
It was wild. I never listened to this podcast before, but I didn't get half the stuff done today that I tried. I wanted to get done because now I'm listening to Lana Rhodes talk about her personal life. And two things were kind of weird about it. One, she's pregnant. Not that pregnant women don't have sex, but I thought, I don't know. I just thought that was weird. Like, or at least.
Well, maybe that's why. I mean, maybe he was like, "Ooh, baby bump. I think I'll stay away from that." Maybe
here's the thing.
Feel bad.
In the podcast video today, though, she didn't look pregnant. You wouldn't. I don't think you'd pick up on it unless she told you. Although she did announce it on Instagram recently. I know way more about this than I should. But she seemed to suggest, like, I'm not going to be with a guy like on a first date type of thing, which seemed like a weird thing for an adult film star to say. But, like, you know, I don't know. People change, I guess, and they can draw the lines wherever they want to draw their lines.
Well, they can draw lines wherever you want.
Yeah,
you can be
right. But here's my point. If you're Kevin Durant, you got to assume. This is going well. This is going to go the way I want it to go.
And you would say something about, like, now's the time, you know? Yeah. And he never did.
She said he never did, and it was just over. She, like, the night was over, and that was it. What a weird deal. I bet James Harden could have closed that deal.
There's another story.
We're sure it's not James.
Right, not a Libra.
It's Kevin.
Yeah, it's Kevin Durant.
There's another story out there about non-disclosure agreements and how many stars are now before they have sex with someone, they sign a non-disclosure. Like, basically, you're hitting on someone and the person agrees. Both this and this is either way, whether it's the man star or the female, the woman is the star. And then before you say, you know, let's adjourn, up pops a PR rep with a document for you to sign. Or else the star pulls out a document for you to sign, a non-disclosure. You won't talk about this. You won't mention it, blah, blah, blah.
Is that a power move or a weird move? Would that?
I don't think it's a power move. I think it's a weird move.
Would it help? Would it help or hinder the situation?
No, it would hinder the situation. There's no way it would help the situation. The person could just laugh it off and say, "I don't care. You know, I'll sign anything you want. I just want to be with you. You know, whatever." Or they can. But there's no way it helps it. I mean, GP, if I start showing up at the Blue Monkey with a non-disclosure sex with me, it's not going to, like, oh, all of a sudden get the line forms to the left, you know?
But could it be oddly?
Bennett, do you want to show up with my non-disclosure agreement? We can hang together, and you be the guy with the non-disclosure agreement, and we'll see if that helps.
Could it be? Could it be oddly attractive? Like, this woman goes, could it go work in this way? Like, this person is such a big deal that he has non-disclosure agreements. now I want this more than I did before.
I think you probably only ask him. I think you only get there once you've already decided at that point, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you wear it on your sleeve. And so I think you've already gotten where you want to go and sufficiently impressed your person before you whip out the non-disclosure agreement.
I would have loved to have had non-disclosure agreements when I was young. just for the
Me too.
Just for the novelty of it, I would have loved to have. I never did though. I didn't think most of those things through. I did hear or read about some professional athletes putting elaborate video systems in their bedrooms, not so that, which is, like, again, illegal, I think, on some level, but just in case they ever get accused of rape, we got video of this.
Right. Not so they can sell the thing or whatever else, but literally just as a defensive mechanism.
Right.
By the way, do you realize who represents the new head basketball coach at Duke?
The new head basketball coach at Duke is John Shire, and I think it's Jimmy Sexton. I know it's CAA.
Frickin' Jimmy Sexton!
Yeah.
It's the guy's unbelievable. Like, he represents Julio Jones. He represents Nick Saban, who got a new deal. He represents John Shire. Like, it's unbelievable, the tentacles of Jimmy's. He's so good at his job. But how about that? Like, you just everywhere there's news, it's like, oh, yeah, represented by Jimmy Sexton. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, like, the reason I know that is because John signed with CAA when Brett Just was at CAA. And then Brett, who's like another big he's got a lot of basketball clients, and Brett left CAA to go with Jordan Bajant, whatever that agency's called. And then, like, you know, it was like what clients are going with Brett and what clients are staying at CAA. And, like, Chris Beard, I think, went with Brett. And, like, a lot, like, I think Kelvin Sampson went with Brett. But then I knew Shaka Smart stayed at CAA. And I knew Shire stayed at CAA because, like, back during the season, something happened. Like, and I texted Brett about something to do with Shire, and he was like, yeah, I don't have him anymore. And I was like, ooh, tell me that story someday. Because they were both from Chicago, and, like, you know, like, Brett had known John his whole life, basically. And so I knew that must have – I've never gotten a story on it, but I knew that must be an interesting story. But, yes, I did know he was with CAA, and, yeah, Jimmy's in the middle of everything, man.
He is in the middle of everything. I mean, he was not nothing to do with Alana Rhodes.
Nothing to do with Alana Rhodes. Boy,
nothing to do with that. Right.
If I get a text message saying, hey, GP, you know Jimmy Sexton represents Alana Rhodes, too. then it's over. All right. I'll see you later. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bennett, don't you have to assume, if you're Kevin Durant, that's done? You don't need a backup plan.
Very weird. I think a little differently about him. He's something's off about him.
Well, that whole story's off. I mean, not the first part of it. Like, you know, if you can get Lana Rhodes to come to your basketball game, why wouldn't you? I mean,
of course.
You know, if you're single and
and
you're comfortable with Lana Rhodes,
we get that. Yep.
But then to get her there, and then she's there, and then she's at dinner with you, and then to start acting weird, and you've got your like other girl there too, like what?
What are you trying to accomplish, KD?
What you're trying to accomplish is all get together and go have a good time. But then you got to move on that at some point.
Yeah, maybe he just thought it was going to come easier, and he wasn't going to have to put a lot of effort in.
Yeah, it might have been one of those deals where she was acting like something other than the Lana Rhodes he's been enjoying for years on his computer screen, and he was like, "Okay, I'm not into this. Like, stop. Like, act like Lana Rhodes. Act like the Lana Rhodes I see on." My
act
computer.
Like the person I know.
Yeah, act like the Lana Rhodes I know. Don't come here acting like a real person.
I wish, you know, the thing that I hate about
the Lana Rhodes I know would never ask me what my favorite food is.
The only thing I hate about these kind of stories is we're never going to get the other perspective, and that's what I want so bad. I want him to speak on it.
Well, the Nets play tonight.
He ain't speaking on it.
Well, who's going to be the reporter that jumps on a Zoom call and asks Kevin Durant about Lana Rhodes tonight?
The greatest reporter of our time.
The greatest reporter of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully somebody steps
Hopefully
up.
They're out there.
I would like to know, like, the, you know, if there's a other side of the story, I'm happy
Who cares? The story's out there. Just speak on it, KD.
I'm happy to hear it. What if he did say, yeah, I invited her because I thought she was going to be Lana Rhoades. And then she showed up acting like she's not Lana Rhoades. And I was like, I don't have time for
or
this.
Or what if in his presser tonight he was like, before I take any questions, let me just address this real quick.
Before I take any questions, I'd like to talk to you about Lana Rhoades. Yes, I invited her to a basketball game. Yes, I took her to dinner. And the whole time she was acting like she's not the Lana Rhoades I know. Mm-hmm. And the Lana Rhoades I wanted to spend time with is the one I've been watching for years. She showed up trying to talk to me and stuff, at which point I was ready to just call it a night.
Clear the air tonight, KD.
I'm trying to win a world title.
Come on.
I don't have time to talk to Lana Rhoades. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Be back in a second.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Fast,
like a Lambo. I be jumping out the stage.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're the market for a computer, or even if you're not, give them a call, 360-9679, because even if you're not, they might have something that intrigues you. 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems, and tell them what it is you're going to be doing with the computer. Like, if you're a gamer, you need a gaming computer. Those cost a little bit of money. You're going to need to spend for that. But if you just somebody mess around on Facebook, YouTube, emails, you don't need to go spend $2,000 on a computer. You're just wasting your money. Because that $2,000 computer will be nice, but you'll never use most of the things that it is equipped to do. So you're just paying for a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter to you. That's the greatest thing, or at least among the greatest things, at Cooper Systems is that they got high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road desktop, notebook, tablet. Whatever you need, they're going to have something for you. And if they don't, they can get it for you. And if you want them to build it for you, they can build it for you. So when you need a computer, you know what to do. Call 360-9679, 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. So we talked in the opening hour about the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight last night, which I enjoyed for what it was. Like, I thought it was a fun way to spend a Sunday night. I'd do it next Sunday night if you made it available. But when I tweeted about it last night, and this happens every time Floyd Mayweather talks, I mean fights or talks, but you're immediately hit with, so you gave $50 to a domestic abuser? So you're putting money in the pocket of a woman beater? And I do realize that that's a thing. I know you didn't buy the fight last night, Bennett, for whatever reason. You didn't want, you maybe you're just not interested in it. But would that be a hang up for you? That you are making Floyd Mayweather wealthier when you buy his fights and keep him relevant. And I don't want to say he's a bad guy because I don't know him and people can change, but undeniably he has done some really bad things.
No, I mean no. That's never really deterred me in anything like that just because I think it was maybe Charles Barkley once upon a time said, like, you know, don't be careful who you idolize or something of that nature. You know, your idols end up letting you down or something like that. I can separate that stuff.
Yeah, I don't necessarily separate it as much as because, like, when I'm watching Floyd Mayweather, I never forget that he's a guy who's done some bad things.
I don't buy it. I don't buy stuff like that with the thought, like, I'm just thinking if I want to watch this sporting event.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I guess my thing is, like, I just don't know where you draw the line on it. Like, how are you going to stay consistent if that is really where you draw the line on things? Like, if you don't want to put money in Floyd Mayweather's pockets because he's done some really bad things, I totally understand. I get it. But I just don't know where you draw the line. Are you never going to listen to another Beatles song because John Lennon was accused of domestic violence? What about Guns N' Roses? Axl Rose has been accused of domestic violence. You never going to sing Welcome to the Jungle during a Grizzlies game again? You're never going to go, you know, if Guns N' Roses were to play the Liberty Bowl, you're not going to go if you grew up a Guns N' Roses fan because Axl Rose was once accused of domestic violence? Like, that, if not, that's fine. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, like, where do you draw the line? Is it just at Floyd Mayweather, or do you draw that line consistently? Oh, by the way, there's a Grizzlies player who has been accused of domestic violence. You done with the Grizzlies, too? You done with Floyd Mayweather? I got you. You done with the Grizzlies?
No.
There's a Grizzlies player that's been accused of domestic violence?
Mm-hmm.
To be clear, I'm not trying to rationalize me or anybody else buying that fight. And I'm not denying that, by definition, I did put money in an abuser's pocket. The reality of that's not lost on me. All I'm saying is that if you're going to draw that line in that place, odds are you're going to end up looking real hypocritical somewhere else. Like, staying consistent with hardline stances like that is nearly impossible, if not totally impossible. So I guess I don't get involved in it. Like, spend your money however you want. Watch whatever you like. You can come to terms with it however you come to terms with it. Like, I acknowledge it's complicated. So I just like, draw my lines wherever I draw them, and I'm happy to let everybody else do the same. Like, my favorite baseball team has a setup man who beat his wife. Got suspended for it. I don't like that. But I'm not going to stop watching the Mets because of it. Now, would I ever wear a Jerry's Familia shirt? Absolutely not. But when he pitches, I don't change the channel. So I am indirectly helping put money in his pocket. Same deal with Floyd Mayweather, I guess. Like, he's been my favorite fighter for basically 20 years. I bought literally every fight he's had on pay-per-view because I like watching him fight. But I've never owned the money team, like the money team shirt or hat. I've never owned one of those. And if somebody gave me one, I wouldn't wear it. I made this point about Ryan Adams recently. Like, he's been accused of doing some pretty creepy things. So I no longer wear my Ryan Adams shirt. I wouldn't want to have that on and have people go draw whatever conclusions they might draw from me wearing a Ryan Adams shirt. But when his new album came out, I listened to it. I thought it was good. Like, maybe that makes me a bad person, but I feel okay. So that's where I draw my line. Perhaps you draw yours somewhere else. Like, fine with me. And if you don't want to give Floyd Mayweather $50, I totally understand. But still seems weird on social media to try to shame people for watching a fight.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger.
You're looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? Get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's that? Here's what it is. It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and lower than normal rates are available right now, so take advantage of that. You probably got a local doctor, dentist, local lawyer. You need a local insurance agent as well. Somebody's got a 901 in their phone number. That is the case with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. There's two locations in the Memphis area, one on Canada Road in Lakeland, the other on Highway 51 in Covington. 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. On the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff. For real this time. But we'll just keep it simple. Thomas, He handled this part of Dinner to Go for us on Twitter. He said, for the what did we learn today? We learned that Gary Parish has never invited a porn star anywhere. That's true, Bennett.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.